Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, 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 my friends, thank you so much for joining us. It is March 2nd, 2008. Willie Nelson's gone public in the last few weeks saying 9/11 was a false flag inside job. The former Italian president for 7 years, the former head of their intelligence agency as well, has gone public saying 9/11 was carried out by criminals in our government. Two former German defense ministers have gone public saying 9/11 is an inside job. Their former head of technology has gone public as well. Number two in the Japanese government has gone public saying that it's an inside job. The head of the second largest party and has a multi-hour-long TV live broadcast on national Japanese television, in the Diet, in their Congress, showing all the documents. But you notice you never hear about that in U.S. news. You never hear about that. It'll be on the cover of British papers and Japanese and German and Dutch and Russian and South African. But never in the United States, unless it's a Charlie Sheen. Oh, he partied 15, 20 years ago. We'll think we can go after him and demonize him if he says it's an inside job. Not if it's the former CIA section chief for Europe, Bill Christensen, highly decorated, or if it's Bob Baer, they made the movie Syriana about, a famous highly decorated CIA field commander, or if it's Ray McGovern, White House CIA briefer, high level for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., when he says all the evidence shows inside job. There's a total news blackout. But you get a woman, and not just a woman, she's French, and she won Best Actress this year, the brunette bombshell. 9/11 attacks were made up, says French Best Actress Oscar winner Marion Cotillard. Sparked a political row yesterday after accusing America of fabricating the 9/11 attacks. She said it on national French television. Hundreds of newspapers covered it today. Now you're with the evil French if you say it's an inside job. Ignore all the high-level people in our own government that have gone public. Ignore the fact that there's hundreds of declassified examples where our government admits that they have staged terror attacks and events. Oh, you didn't know that? There are hundreds of declassified admissions where the people running our intelligence agencies will bomb school buses, blow up buildings, shoot people, hijack jets, crash them, blow them up, and blame it on their political enemies. It's called a frame-up. And if you don't think intelligence agencies don't do this, you just don't know anything about history. So before you get mad at me, and before you get mad at all these former top CIA people, and before you get mad at the Italian former president, who, by the way, admitted and apologized that he helped stage terror attacks for the U.S. government in Italy. That's why he knows about it. They did it in the 80s. He's real sad about what he did. Why don't you just admit Gulf of Tonkin was staged? It's now declassified. Our government staged it, claimed our ships were attacked, and then launched a war that killed 58,000 Americans and 1.5 million Vietnamese. Or it's now been declassified. Chicago Tribune's carried it, that Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt. Now declassified. The debate's over. Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, NSA, Israel admits it. Debate over. All the lies, all the books debunking it, all the things saying we were liars, now declassified. Now there's all the Operation Gladio, over 100 bombings itself in Europe, Germany, Italy, Spain, to blame it on their political enemies. You could be right-wing, you could be left-wing. If you started getting political power against the establishment candidates, a bomb would go off, and then they would plant explosives at your house and come arrest you and say that you did it. It's real simple how this is done. Hitler gets elected president. He wants to be Führer. He wants to be the head of the upper and lower house of the Reichstag and their parliamentary system. He firebombs his own building. We had the declassified documents over a decade ago, but people still wanted to say, no, Hitler didn't firebomb his own building because they didn't want you to know about false flag. Then last month, Der Spiegel, BBC, London Guardian, all the documents were released, and Marinus Vanderlube, the retarded man that they framed. They went and just grabbed a retarded street person who couldn't even talk, totally insane, drooling, and they cut his head off for committing the attacks on the Capitol. And it's always the same thing. So now it's admitted the Reichstag was staged. Of course, we always knew from Nuremberg that to get into World War II, Hitler staged an attack on his own army base at Gliwice on the German-Polish border. That's always been admitted. So see, first off, governments do that. First, we have to admit that. Then we have to move forward from there and see if our government's done it. And lo and behold, they do it all the time. Admitted, declassified over and over and over and over again. Just Google Operation Ajax. You'll be at CIA.gov. They brag how they stage terror attacks on the government website. You know, it's just how they do it, how they operate. It's very funny. And I'm sorry, I know how to go to CIA.gov and read about it. And I'm sorry, I know how to make films about it. And I'm real sorry that I dare to talk about it. But I'm not going to shut up. Because until we expose the criminal elements in our government are staging terror attacks and staging events, they're going to continue to do it. And not just kill innocent people, but then take my freedom and make me a slave in the name of keeping me safe. So I'm here to tell you, I have had enough of all of this. I am done with all of it. And I see this story here attacking this intelligent, incredible actress, 32-year-old woman. But I could have told you, when I woke up this morning, I knew it. I knew because it had just broke. And I said, the attacks will be incredible. I told my wife, who lived in France and speaks French, is a French major at UT, graduated UT, loves French. She's a Francophile, I guess you call them. And if you love the British culture, you're an Anglophile. But she's a Francophile. And I said, you watch. It is going to be savage. She said, why? They ignore Willie Nelson going public. And I go, well, he's an icon. They can't take him on. Well, they ignore all these defense ministers and German defense ministers and former Italian presidents and all these former U.S. CIA people and Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims group, and the majority of the 9/11 families at conferences have marched around the White House saying they believe it's an inside job. The media ignores that and keeps using the families whose other family members the government killed in this staged event and saying, oh, they all don't believe it's an inside job. The families get very mad. So as soon as I saw that it was a French woman, oh, and Hollywood, it's over, folks. They're going to go to the races. This is going to be a major national story for days. And I'm on the telephone to my Hollywood contacts, and I am going to try to get this incredible woman on the show. And she made some really good points. She made the point about how the buildings were leaning, how they had asbestos, how they said they wanted to destroy them. They were at less than half capacity. So they were chosen as a target. That's not the motive. You just choose a target that fits. It's a cost-benefit analysis. And then walks through it. By the way, Mr. Steele, in fact, I want to get him on this week, former high-level CIA analyst. He's gone public saying it's an inside job, and now he's gone more public writing a big treatise about how our government did it exactly. And, of course, it fits very closely in with mine from all the available evidence, like new listeners tuning in. Did you know that it's admitted that the hijackers trained at spy schools all over the U.S. at every level of intelligence, and that the government admits they trained at our bases, but just says, just ignore that. The hijackers penetrated our bases and got spy training. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. These guys admittedly worked for our intelligence agencies. Now, I don't know what they did on the planes, or I don't know where the story goes from there, but I know that they were working for our government. The government ordered a stand down of NORAD, ordered a stand down, stood to gain, and that Bush had the launch order to attack Afghanistan on his desk the day before 9/11 happened, and in the months before had the carriers and the troops massed. And then they wrote a bunch of memos before that saying we need a huge terror attack as a pretext to enslave the American people and launch a global war. So now what is the controlled corporate press doing? The controlled media? Hollywood Today, victims furious as Oscar winner said 9/11 fake, new Depp movie targeted. We want to make sure she's not the actress on the new Johnny Depp movie. Yeah, good luck kicking her off that. Johnny Depp will give in to you when hell freezes over. I wonder if Johnny Depp knows 9/11 is an inside job. I know the answer to that, but I'm not talking. No,
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAircorps.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, we're back live, my friend. You know, I came out of the gates hot, like a freight train, headed for hell, as they say. The official story is what's on its knees in a big way right now. But notice the mainstream-controlled whore corporate press of sniveling fake left and fake right-controlled opposition will not attack former Italian presidents and number three in the Blair government, Michael Meacher, and just all the engineers and colonels and generals. And I mean, I've interviewed three-star generals, like one of them, Stubblebine, who was over Special Forces at Bragg. I mean, Black Ops Super Commander saying it's an inside job. I forget about him. I mean, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of incredible experts. You want experts? You want engineers? You want physicists? We got them. 9/11's an inside job. Any way you cut it, the official story is a fraud. And but, see, they won't tackle all those people with credentials. They're going to try to tackle because they pick their targets. They think she's weak, and it's going to blow up in their face again because more people will just look into it and find out about all the evidence and the experts and look at it for themselves. We've got a huge guest coming on this week. I'm going to leave it at that on the weekday radio show. We do, but it's not her. We're going to work on her. We got somebody else big coming up this week. But for those that just joined us, yes, best actress this year. She won best actress. That's one of the two most coveted awards you can get. It's best actor, best actress. And she won. Marion Cotillard. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. My wife will skin me alive because she's got a degree in French, as I said. But calling 9/11 a U.S. fake, ignorant, and despicable. And then she called 911 a U.S. government fake. You notice Hollywood today takes out of context what she says and then puts it in quotes to make it an attack on America. This is the type of spin machine that they engage in. If she's a woman, she's French, she's a foreigner, it's over. You're going to hear about this. But notice you're not going to remember, you're learning how mind manipulation works. Notice you're not going to hear about any of the other people. They're going to choose. We've got a story pointing this out that Paul Watson's writing right now that by the end of this hour will be up on PrisonPlanet.com. I know Kurt Nemo over at our other big juggernaut, our other big news titan, Infowars.com, is writing a story about this as well. And I would do it. I don't know what they're writing on. They both told me they're doing stories on this. I would at least add in there that notice they won't attack all the big experts. They'll attack this little lady because they think they can beat up a little woman. But, again, that's going to blow up in their neocon traitor faces. I'm gulping hot coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here is the other news that's coming up after I take some of your calls after the break. And that number, in case you want it, is 877-590-KLBJ or 877-590-5525 for stations across the country, or if you're listening here in Central Texas, 836-0590. Here's some of the other news that I will cover today. Gold surges on economic uncertainty to all-time high, closing in on $1,000 an ounce. And, of course, that ties into statements made last Monday by Alan Greenspan about how the world should dump the dollar. And Kitco, the big gold site, highly respected, is saying that Greenspan had a senior moment. No, there's nothing senior about it. He means to hurt the country. They're just saying he's an idiot. No, he's not an idiot. He's when you slit somebody's throat, you do it carefully with love. And that's what he's doing. He hates the country, and that's what's happening. No, it's all about the globalists destroying the dollar. We'll explain that. Also, homeschool Germans flee to the U.K., now, this is a story we covered briefly last week, but guess what happens this week in the United States? And I don't just have the news article about it. I actually went and got the court case. In the Court of Appeals of the State of California, Second Appellate District, District 3, and you can read this for yourself. We'll even give you the case number. The government says they own your children in here. The government, I mean, anybody doubting the government's out of control, and they say homeschooling is illegal, and that they want to, because they've been telling families they can't homeschool in California. You see, the system's panicking. With around 4 million children homeschooling now, not eating their Ritalin, not gobbling their Prozac, not drinking their fluoride water, the establishment, we have documents on that, is very upset they're not having their IQ reduced properly. We have the government documents where they admit public education is about teaching your child to not be able to think. We've covered those at nauseam and given sources here. And just as we make this claim here today, we have the London Guardian, and we happen to have the actual court case from the state of California. And so that is our exhibits here for you. And we'll be going over how they say you do not, your children are not yours, they belong to the government. Also, in 2000, ABC News admitted what we already knew. Dan Burton's committee in Congress sued and demanded to get federal documents from the Food and Drug Administration, and they got them, where the Food and Drug Administration admitted that the Marisol Mercury in vaccines did cause millions to have autism. Since then, they've had lots of propaganda and paid for government studies. By the way, aspartame, every monkey that ate it died, and they still approved it in the 80s. So that's the government for you. But every monkey dies, whether you're going to get approved for you and your family, because the government loves you. But I'm digressing. Government studies saying mercury either is good for your brain, we have those, or that the mercury was out of them, which isn't true. You can verify that by going to the doctor and asking to see the shot insert. But we have this here today. Government concedes vaccine autism case in federal court. We actually have the case here. And the federal court admitted they only studied 4,900 cases of the millions and millions and concluded that the federal court even convened a blue ribbon panel. Those are usually whitewashers. And they have awarded the individual who was damaged at 18 months. The child was happy, walking, giggling, but in the third round of shots, as it always is, the mercury went to toxic level and then started eating holes in the brain. See, because other heavy metals create plaques and kill some cells, but then kind of just stop. You ever seen the movie Alien where the acid just keeps burning through level after level of the spacecraft, level of plate after plate? Well, that's what happens. We've actually got university electron microscope videos up on prisonplanet.com. We can watch different heavy metals in chimpanzee brains similar to ours. And other heavy metals just sit there and kill the surrounding cells, not mercury. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It just races through your brain. It just keeps burning and burning and burning through level after level after level, causing an electrochemical explosion in the neurons. It excites the cells to where they explode themselves. Busting their neuron heads open. So another gift the government has given to you via eugenics, by the way, it is by design. We'll be going over that happy little tidbit for you coming up after the break. Also, welcome to the North American Army, mainstream news as they merge the U.S., Canadian, and Mexican military. And we've told you that under new environmental laws, you see, they get you all concerned about the environment that sounds reasonable. Then they get you to all accept that we've got to do whatever the government says to save the environment. And then they just come in with thousands of new taxes. I told you years ago the federal plan is to tax all roads with GPS in your car. And this is the Seattle Times. Should roads have tolls to fight global warming? All toll roads. So we'll go over that as well. On the other side of this quick break, your calls and then more news. Stay with me.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract work by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's the deal. We're going to take phone calls for the rest of this hour, then next hour. Government concedes vaccine autism case in federal court. Now what? Also, mock gunmen terrify students. They're always going into elementary, middle school. The police running and screaming, "We're going to kill you." The kids defecate all over themselves. You can't make this up. It's back in the news. Total brainwashing. Should roads have tolls on all of them to fight global warming? Total brainwashing. Global warming isn't even real. CBS News, I've got a story here admitting that we're having a record cold winters globally. So that's all coming up. Got a lot of other financial news we're going to be going over as well. But now, I know we've had callers holding longer than Robert from San Antonio, but he says I'm wrong about something. He disagrees. So Robert goes to the head of the line. Oh, you didn't know that? I'm not like the fake liberal shows that stage their guests and their callers. I'm not like those fake shows that stage their guests and callers and you know, only look for idiots that disagree with them so they sound like morons. And I'm not like the neocon shows who do the same thing. You disagree, you go to the head of the line here. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to listen to you for 10 hours. Let's add that caveat. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in San Antonio. Go ahead, sir. You got to turn your radio off, man. I mean, this is incredible. You see, you try to go to somebody that disagrees, but they've got so much mercury, so much sodium fluoride in their brains, literally, that, now, sir, if you know how to turn your radio down, we will call you back. There's a delay on this show. One time I had a guest on here who was cussing. And I hung up on him. I talked about, well, I hung up on him because he was cussing. And people called me, "You liar, we didn't hear him cussing," because I delay him out. That's another thing on the web people say I'm lying about. Oh, my goodness, it's unbelievable. Okay, nobody else disagrees here, but let's go to Ben in Indiana. He's been holding the longest. You're on the air, Ben. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, thank you for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, and I happen to call because I'm concerned, like a lot of my your other listeners here in Northwest Indiana, that ever since Ralph Nader's announced that he's running for office, I have yet to hear you talk anything about it. So I was curious for your take on him. Is he legitimate, or is he put there to take away votes from somebody else?
We're working on getting him on. I've interviewed him, two, three times on the radio. Once I was asked to speak at a rally that he was going to be at, I introduced him. I am not a Green Party supporter. They're what you call watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. But, I mean, I don't believe in socialism. I think a lot of Greens are pro-free speech. There are a lot of good people in the Green Party. I think Ralph Nader would be better than Barack Obama. I mean, in between John McCain and Barack Obama, the only reason I might even start leaning towards McCain, I can't believe I'm saying that, is that Barack Obama wants to CPS, and he says he wants the model that they use in Massachusetts to steal your children. They don't just fine you when you don't have health care because you can't pay for it. They come and CPS your kids and say, well, the state owns your children. And by the way, that's coming up later where they're saying that down in California. And then, of course, the state can then force health care on you. This is the eugenics dream where the government can, under national health care, they're now calling for not treating old people, saying it's just time for you to die. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. Just Google under national health care, under socialist health care. And this is in major papers where they're proposing people that are for national health care that old people, well, they don't deserve the same health care as young people. Or you smoked 20 years ago, you don't get health care. Or you're fat, you don't get health care. You don't want to give the government control of 15% more of the economy. But no, I don't particularly like Ralph Nader. I don't particularly like Barack Obama. And I'm going to talk more about that later in the show. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. It sure does.
And I take that back. I can't vote for McCain either. It's just they're all evil. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Look, it's like they've got a latrine that is Barack Obama they want me to swim in. They've got a latrine that they want me to swim in that's McCain. They've got a latrine that's the Green Party. Ron Paul was the only clean pool. So they go, well, here, have a false choice of these guys. Ron Paul staying in the race as a Republican. Who knows, McCain may, you know, go under mind control programming any minute and claim he's the Frosted Cocoa Puffs. I don't know. The guy's completely out of his gourd. It may come out next week that Barack Obama, I mean, he really did live overseas, folks. He really did, have some interesting family over there. I mean, the guy's pretty suspicious. That's all I can say. I mean, I just got really bad feelings about him. But I just wish they'd have a black guy who was pro-gun, who wasn't for socialism, who was pro-America so I could vote for him. Because what's going to happen, I could care less. You know, if the football player's black or white, if they're good, I'll watch them. Or if it's Tiger Woods or a white guy, I don't care. I could care less the pigment of your skin. But Barack Obama's wife makes comments about how she's never been proud of America. She never liked America. Now, it's one thing to say you don't like the criminal government. See, people say I'm not patriotic because I say the government's criminal, evil, wicked, bad. They are. It's been proven. They've lied to us millions of times. We've got to get our government back. But to say you're not proud of America, of anything. She said, I'm not proud of anything America's ever done until now that people are about to elect my husband. And then she went on to say, because white America's been so racist, but now maybe they're not. Are you kidding? Most white people are totally guilt-ridden and worship black people. It's the opposite. Okay? I mean, look at all the music stars, football, TV, highest grossing entertainer, Oprah Winfrey. And just on and on and on and on and on. It's the opposite. Okay, I'm a white guy, I can tell you. There's the idea that black people are the super race, not the other way around. So the people are going to say it is racist to not go for Barack Obama. The guy has Zbigniew Brzezinski, who created Al-Qaeda. He wrote a book last year bragging about it as his top advisor. Barack Obama has called for world government. Barack Obama has called for world taxes. Barack Obama has called for amnesty. Barack Obama wants to CPS your children. Wants to take your children if you don't have the insurance. Now, I'm drawn towards Barack Obama. I like him as a person better than I like Hillary Clinton. And he may be a nice guy. but he's got evil advisors, period. Oh, I just wasted a lot of time on that, I guess. But you've got my thing on Barack Obama now. I've said it. Let us now go ahead and talk to Rick in Salado. Rick, you're on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. I really enjoy your show, and thank you. I'll make this as brief as possible. I want to talk about Endgame. I was amazed when I watched the film because I'm an artist and a musician, and when, well, not a musician, a guitar player, but when I was in art school, they seemed to have this tendency to give me assignments that would point me towards people like R. Buckminster Fuller and make me read about his philosophies. And at first I was confused. I didn't know what that had to do with me being able to paint good pictures and things like that. But I read his ideology in H.G. Wells' New World Order.
Yeah, let me just stop you. It didn't matter when I was in college whether it was trigonometry or sociology or psychology or history or speech. Every class, they would say, now it's time for you to learn about getting rid of the majority of the population and how world government is good and how guns are bad, but how if you don't like world government doesn't exist and you're crazy. So you were going to school to be an artist, and they were force-feeding you this.
Yes, I wouldn't want to tell the people the sick things that I had to read. But anyway.
Well, I mean, B.F. Skinner basically killed his son, made him live for more than 10 years in a box, said, you know, that there is no morals, and he's a big hero. These people are sick.
And let me finish my call by saying that my cousin is a big part of the intelligentsia, and I'm a Christian. And I tried to talk to him one day, and I was just making conversation, and he started crying, and he said, Rick, one of these days we're going to achieve immortality. So when I watched your film, all these things, you know, a lot of people probably think the last part of your film is crazy. But these people really believe this stuff.
They do. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
American needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08. State, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to ronpaulflags.com today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Next hour, Government of California officially says that your children belong to them. Now, that's in thousands of textbooks and documents, literally, but this is a court saying your kids belong to us. If you don't like it, we'll have some people drop by with submachine guns that are trained to kill. We've militarized them against you. Shut up and suck on a gun barrel. So that's coming up. Also, every major road will be tolled via a transponder tied into GPS in your car by law very soon. That's in all the official documents. Now they're getting ready in the newspaper, preparing you the slaves for it. They acclimate you first, explain it all to you. And again, if you don't like it, men will drop by with machine guns. That's how all this works in the future. Of course, we could decide to fight back against this, but your children are all being acclimated with mock gunmen. Terrifies students where they bust into every major school we know of every year and scream, "I'm coming in to kill you," and don't tell them it's a drill to traumatize them. Hardcore trauma. So that's coming up too. Very happy topics here. As we expose the New World Order, you know, I just don't care anymore. I'm just letting it all hang out. I'm bringing you the hardcore info. But right now, I'm going to blitz through your phone calls as quick as I can blitz. That's snail speed. Let's talk to Jeremiah in Fredericksburg, Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, hey, man, I called you a while back. I was in Japan interviewing Benjamin Fulford. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, the former Forbes writer who talks about the world government, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, he told me to tell you that the pyramid dollar is finished. I guess he meant the Rockefeller dollar by that. And that the people's dollar is going to return. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, he was telling me that the Chinese submarines popped up behind the American aircraft carriers.
Uh-huh, that's been in the news.
And so are they still sitting there behind the carriers?
No, I mean, that was, we've had Russian bear bombers flying over, and our aircraft carriers supposedly didn't know it. We've had during drills that the Navy, that hails from the U.S. that's owned by the globalist that thinks it works for the U.S. but doesn't. I can't even call it ours anymore. Pops up. You know, Chinese subs have popped up behind them, evading their sonar and other countermeasures. And we've had all sorts of Russian bombers coming into U.S. airspace again. So the Cold War is back. Putin has threatened to nuke Ukraine. He's threatened to attack the U.S. if we continue to hand over Kosovo to the Muslims, but our government literally says we haven't met a Wahhabist we don't love. The USS Cole is off the coast of Lebanon right now backing the Saudi Arabian Wahhabist al-Qaeda takeover of the government. I mean, I have Associated Press here. You can't make this stuff up. And so it just never ends. And if you don't know what a Wahhabist is, folks, you better find out right now. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the guy who basically handles Barack Obama, is the guy that created the al-Qaeda group that is based out of the Wahhabist. And as for pyramid dollar, yeah, the Trilateral Commission says after they wreck the U.S. currency, they'll then wreck the euro and then say, oh, we've got to have a global currency, and that's where this is headed. And now that's even been on MSNBC and a lot of other places. They're now CFR 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, came out and said, yeah, we want to do this. So now it's all public, what we told you, again, 12-plus years ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Wisconsin. Ray, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I called a couple of weeks ago about the semi-direct and indirect aerosol spraying campaign.
Yeah, the chemtrail program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I wanted to follow up on it because I really wasn't ready to talk about it. I just wanted to get that info to you. And basically, some things about it that concern me quite a bit are, you know, the fact that it probably has cost millions, if not billions of dollars to create all of this, you know, I don't know, toxic dust of what I could tell from the KFLA newscast in Louisiana, that it was metal and metalloids, arsenic, cadmium, chromium, lead, silver, and barium, that, you know, I'm guessing they're spraying, you know, millions of gallons a day.
It's just added into the fuel. It's added into the fuel so the aircraft and the pilots don't even know what they're doing. But more than that, see, that's perfect compartmentalization. But
yep.
but bigger than that, that's only one area. Weather modification, immune system reductions, only one segment. There are more than 13,000 declassified examples of lethal and possibly lethal chemical, biological, and radiological agents being sprayed on U.S. cities. And so all the chemtrail people that try to expose it, very few of them ever actually go to the source documents. If you watch my film Endgame, well, we spend 20 minutes out of 2 hours plus just showing all the mainstream news and admissions of where they routinely kill our troops, kill our people, all admitted, not even debated. Oh, but they wouldn't kill us on 9/11. But they just admit they killed us all these other times, and then they condition us and program us to even laugh about things like that when it's admitted. It's like there are a lot of neocons and people that think they're conservative about driving around and laughing at what I just said. They'll never know that it's all admitted. They'll just program that they're members of the establishment, they're powerful, and we're lying.
So, you know, there are a couple other things I wanted to mention, too. You know, maybe this got grandfathered in because it started before the law changed, where they changed the experimentation, or maybe it qualifies as one of the exceptions for human experimentation.
Now, you're talking about U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe there really is something to do with the weather, but the things that I've noticed is it's only overpopulated areas, as far as I can tell.
But see, you got to understand that high spraying isn't even hitting the populated area. It's drifting and hitting other areas.
Well, at least when I've been driving in the middle of nowhere, I've never seen it. I've only seen it over major cities like Milwaukee and, you know, well, not major cities, but larger populated areas.
Well, I mean, my point is that you got kooks out there that think every condensation trail is the government spraying you with something. But then you got the general public who's going, yeah, since 96, suddenly there's trails everywhere, and they're lower than 4,000 feet, and they stay there all day, and what's going on? And I'm saying there are declassified government programs where they're manipulating the weather. They're doing, I mean, what, in 2004, they sprayed all of Oklahoma with tens of thousands of tons of Subtilis globigi out of thousands of different aircraft Saudi flights. And it admitted that it can cause a infertility and spontaneous miscarriage in all mammal species. And they just flew over every city at 2,000 feet with Cessnas and small aircraft spraying, saying they were testing biological weapons monitors. I mean, that was in the Daily Oklahoman. See, I got thousands of those. That's all I'm gonna make a film on chemtrails. That's it. I'm making one. But it's only going to be the admitted stuff. And it won't be popular, of course. But I'm glad that caller called. He did bring up some documented instances, so that's good. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Freddie in San Antonio. Go ahead, Freddie.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Love your show and agree with most of what you say, but I always got to wonder, you know, you say, and you, and I believe me, I almost vomited my mouth to say the word Rush Limbaugh in the same sentence as your name, but you'll both say there's no such thing as global warming. And then you'll turn around and say, but we're just having the coldest winter on record and so-and-so. And it blows my mind because, to me, that's obfuscation. I mean, it's obvious that if you say it's warm in one part of the world, it's cold in another part of the world. And it may get colder here and there. What's really happening is not global warming. That's something that's used to throw it out there so the people can...
But climate, but
not real.
Well, there's definite climate change. Well, there's always climate change. There's always climate change.
Well, of course, and always. But the point is that we as human beings for a long time have been able to enjoy this somewhat temperate climate between, say, 20 degrees Fahrenheit and 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and anything lower than that or higher than that, it starts to become difficult and uncomfortable for us to live.
Actually, that's not true, sir. During the Hyborian Maxim that started at the beginning of the Bronze Age, if you look at that 8,000 to 6,000 years ago, the global temperature on average was 12 degrees higher. Okay, so, and that's why, and that's why they had grape vineyards in London, and they don't today. But now,
the Chinese smokestacks and the American smokestacks and all the fluorocarbons and all the gasoline and burning engines.
Well, let me just stop you, and I'm going to hold you over if need be, because you really disagree. You're reasonable. You're well spoken, and you have points you want to make. So I'll give you a few minutes after the news if you can hold. But let me just say this first: if you're trying to get me to say that I think that there's no environmental problems or that humans aren't having an effect adversely on the planet, you got the wrong guy.
Okay, well, that was my issue, is that when you say there's no such thing as global warming, it almost sounds like you're saying, don't be worried about the climate, this and that and the other, which I know, I don't know, but I thought you didn't believe. I mean, if you see the pictures of
that. That's the problem. That's the problem. I'm going to put you on hold and just come back to you.
Sure.
Okay? Look, I'll just have to explain it when we get back after the news, okay? The problem is I take calls, I cover news. It's impossible to really flesh out my thoughts and my ideas. So I'll try to briefly do that on where I stand via environmentalism, conservation, and where I stand on what we hear of as global warming on the other side. Then I'm going to take a few more calls, and I got to get into the government saying they own your children, a bunch of other issues. PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
It's a fact.